This is the Horse Radio Network.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1393. Where we join Christy Landwehr, host of the monthly Certified Horsemanship Association episode on Horses in the Morning, as she and Joanne Young from Houghton College discuss the different types of gear used for lunging and long lining. Today's episode is brought to you by Purina Omega Match. Hey, listen up, horse owners. If your horses can't get out on green grass for their daily dose of omegas, Purina's got you covered. The Purina team of PhD equine nutritionists have two new products that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids and taste better than many other sources. We're looking at you, fish oil. Try the new Purina Omega Match Timothy-based ration balancer or Ahi flower oil supplement and see for yourself why these are among some of the best omegas that nature offers. It takes science and love together, each pulling their weight to help your horses live their best lives. Put our research to the test at purinamills.com/omega match.
What are some different types of equipment that needs to be used for these types of activities? And what are the advantages and limitations do you feel of each?
Okay, I do know plenty of people that lunge with just a halter, and they'll attach the snap of the lunge line to the chin ring. Basically, if that's what you're doing, because the halter is not fitted precisely to the horse's head, about all you can really manage on that is a little loop in your line and exercise to get the horse moving and burn off excess energy. But you're not going to be able to get them to really drive from the hock, swing over their back, and balance themselves. I would say the same thing is true with rope halters. You can get basic obedience and basic gaits, but you can't really precisely work on developing the quality of the gates. There are three ways that you can use a more precise tool. One would be to use a snaffle bridle with a snaffle bit in it. And you can either run the lunge line through the bit ring on the side that's going to be closest to the center of the arena, over the pole, and then snap it to the ring on the other side. So you get a slight downward pressure on the pole and it puts even pressure on both sides of the bit. Or you can get a connector snap, which is a Y-shaped strap of nylon with a ring on the base and a snap on each upper end of the Y. Usually those are made long enough so that you do not want to put the snaps on the bit, because then if the horse put his head down, he could step on or through the Y, which would be, you can just picture the disaster that would be. But instead, you would run the straps that hold the snap through the bit ring from the chin out to the bit ring and then back down and snap it to the center ring on each side. And that would keep it up closer under the chin, and it would have the smooth feel of the nylon strap rather than the jingling of the snap on the bit ring. They also make connector straps for lunging that are leather that have a snap on each end and then a ring in the middle. Sometimes they, instead of a snap, they will have a strap with buckle that can be adjusted. You need to make sure you get the right size. So if you're going to put it under the chin, it will rest against the chin and not hang down at all. And then the lunge line would attach to the middle ring. There are the ones that buckle on and are adjustable. If you have a horse with a particular sensitive bars on the mouth, you can put it over the bridge of the nose and buckle it snug enough so it will sit very stable on the bridge of the nose. And then you, again, put your lunge line on the snap that goes on the ring in the center. And then when you need to put a vibration on the line to communicate with the horse, it will communicate via the bit, but also the bridge of the nose. So it works kind of like the gentle leader or halty collars that they make for dogs that pull on collars. That works similar to that or similar to a lunging cabeçon. And like I said, that is particularly helpful if you happen to have a horse who is very sensitive on the bars of the mouth and on the tongue, to help them get used to carrying the bit while you lunge them before you put a rider up with reins on the bit. And that can take a horse that's very fussy, that throws its mouth open every time you touch the reins, and help them to learn how to understand to carry the bit more comfortably.
Joanne, I'm so glad you're mentioning, if I can just interject here for 1 second, I'm so glad that you're mentioning the metal on metal, because I don't think people realize that when you have metal snaps, even on your reins, and you put them on a metal bit, that's a lot of vibration in that horse's mouth. Whereas if you have the leather end to your reins, or in this case, your Y that you're talking about, it doesn't create that much vibration through their mouth, and it's actually can be much more user-friendly. So I'm really glad that you brought that up.
Well, and there's also the factor, too, that you want to eventually train your horse so that you think it, you breathe it, the horse is doing it. If you have white noise going on all the time in the horse's mouth, that interferes with the subtlety of the very advanced level riding, because that white noise of the metal on metal obscures the very soft vibration you can make with your finger that would get a beautiful, instant, soft response from your horse.
Very much so.
So why would you want to throw that away and prevent it?
True. Very true. So I'm sorry. So you had one more.
Yeah. And that would be the lunging cabeçon. And those are, the good quality ones are made from leather. And there are three metal pieces on the noseband that are very heavily padded with padded leather on the underside. The noseband part has a ring in the center on the bridge of the nose and one on each side of the noseband part. It is meant to be buckled very firmly on the head so that it cannot slide around and twist at all. In addition, it has a jowl strap that will go from the midpoint of the cheek piece around the full part of the jowl of the jaw, the big round cheek of the jaw. That also is so, should the horse suddenly pitch a hissy fit and decide he's going to whip his shoulder away from you and depart the premises, you can put a tug on his nose and bring him back around and not have to worry about the cheek piece riding up on the offside and pushing against his eye, which, again, would destroy the trust he might want to have in you. It's very important, if you're going to use a lunging cabeçon, that it is correctly fitted like that, that it's the right size for the horse, and that it be the leather with the heavily padded metal hinged noseband, simply because you can get inexpensive ones that are just nylon with artificial fleece on the inside, and the rings are correctly placed, but there's no way you can stabilize it on the horse's head enough to be safe and effective. So
well,
the side rings can be...
Joanne, I'm just glad you're bringing this up. I mean, how many times do we see people that they just don't know, but they attach the lunge line to the side of the bit of the side that they're lunging from? And that can pull a bit right through a horse's mouth while they're lunging them. So, you know, having a conversation about all the different ways to attach this is wonderful.
Yes. And if I have seen very advanced trainers with very advanced level, very quiet, stable horses, use attaching the bit just to the ring on the side closest to them. However, if you're going to do that, you really need to either have a flash or drop noseband that would prevent the ring on the offside from getting pulled through the mouth, or have a full cheek or a D-ring bit to help prevent that happening, or bit guards. And even then, it's still not ideal.
Very true, but very good solution steps for those that maybe do that kind of in a pinch. So I think that's really good.
Yes. So I would throw in there, too, don't ever use a lunge line with a chain on it for lunging, especially not if you're going to put it over the pole, because that can just become a lethal weapon.
Yes, that would dig in and produce pressure points that nobody would want. So that would not be any fun at all.
So I would add one last piece of equipment that most people haven't thought about that I used to use back when I was fitting horses on the lunge for halter classes in quarter horse circuit, back in the days when I was a college student. And that is, if you have a good stiff sisal lariat, you put the lariat around the horse's neck and slide it up near the pole, and then you reach under their chin with the, now I've forgotten the name of the ring that the lariat slides through in the end. One of you will think of it. You reach through with that underneath and grab a piece of lariat and slide it through, and you're going to put it over the bridge of the horse's nose. And that, in a pinch, will make a lunging apparatus. But again, I would only use that in a pinch with a very steady, quiet horse, because a lariat is strong enough. You could really abrade the bridge of the nose, or you won't get a choke if you've got it with that war bridle arrangement that I've talked about, where you pull the second loop through the first loop that's under the chin. But again, if you had to lunge a horse and had nothing else available, that would work.
Is that ring called a Honda?
Thank you. That was the word I was trying to think of.
I'm going to give the credit to Jen. She totally just Skype messaged me and said it's called the Honda. So it's all about Jen. So thanks, Jen. This is why it takes a village, right? Yeah, very good.
Well, that about wraps it up for this time. You can find lots more tips at horsetipdaily.com. You can listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network by downloading the Horse Radio Network app for your iPhone or Android. Just go to your app store and search Horse Radio Network. It's easy to use. You can choose all the shows, or you can choose specific shows like Horse Tip Daily. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. So until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.